Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking about one of my favorite topics, food. For me, there's always been a connection between food and learning and personal growth. I remember as a kid, I always studied better when I had a bag of Cheetos or a box of vanilla wafers nearby. I think I even got better test scores when I had a candy bar hidden in my pocket. Even now, when I'm stumped by a project or when I find myself with writer's block, nothing gets things moving in the right direction as quickly as a hot cup of coffee and a slice of homemade 7-Up cake. And if you don't know what that is, well, that's a subject for a whole nother podcast. Some of the most important lessons I've learned in life took place at our kitchen table. That's where I got to observe the grown-ups who I admired discuss important matters of the day. I learned how to listen, how to respect other people's opinions, and how to express my thoughts rationally, and of course, how to work through problems and disagreements. Manners were very important at our kitchen table, and not just the keep your elbows off the table or don't chew with your mouth closed manners, but being respectful to other people who also were at the table. The kitchen table was where I learned the importance and the keys to really connecting with other people. The food was as much a part of the experience as the conversation. Food can tell you a whole lot about a person. For example, if my younger brother Mark wasn't eating his meatloaf, you knew something was wrong because Mark always ate his meatloaf and he would eat yours too if he got the chance. They say you can't fool Mother Nature. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can't fool the kitchen table either. Our deepest secrets, our hidden thoughts, they're liable to leak out at Mama's kitchen table. And I'll tell you, families that don't eat meals together on a regular basis are missing out on one of the greatest opportunities to not only bond, but to prepare their children for future success in life. I remember as kids, we discussed everything at that table, how to deal with a difficult teacher or a bully at school. And of course, there was plenty of blushing about some girl or boy that one of us kids swore we didn't like. But, you know, of course we did. You know how that goes. We also got to hear the grown-ups talk about their business affairs, like buying a car or a promotion on the job or planning a vacation for the summer. I can't tell you how important it was to be part of those conversations, and I'm certain it was as good for the adults as it was for the kids. On a professional level, the most productive business meetings I've had weren't held in some state-of-the-art boardroom or a penthouse conference room, but they were held at the Delray or P.F. Chang's or Red Lobster's or some other restaurant. It seems that people just love to relax, open up, and connect around the table. A lot of you know that my dad was a pastor, so you might think that when we gathered at the table at our house, that we talked a lot about matters of religion or spirituality on a regular basis. Honestly, we rarely talked about church or religious matters at the kitchen table. But here's the funny thing. The kitchen table is where I learned some of the most important lessons about faith, because that's where I learned the nuts and bolts of a healthy relationship. And faith is really nothing more than a healthy relationship between you, your creator, other people, and the circumstances that you deal with in life. I think it's fascinating to note that one of the church's most prominent doctrines is communion. The practice of communion historically began when Jesus sat down with his disciples for the last time at the Last Supper, and he told them, "Listen, guys, after I'm gone, I want you to continue to come together at the table, eat together, connect, share your stories and your lives. And when you're together, I want you all to remember me." You know, when you think about it and when you brush away all the formalities, one of the main objectives of communion is learning to relate better to God through making sincere connections with other people around the table. It's been great sharing this time together, and I hope you find a practical way to apply this to your own life. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to share a prayer before we leave. Dear Lord, may each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. May my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment, and may my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me to run well and finish strong. Thanks for listening. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day, available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.